Here's Ethan Haiti. He's had two hits today for Richland Center, both singles. And here's the pitch. That one is low. One ball and no strikes. Mom goes six innings, strikes out six, gives up seven hits. Most impressively, did not walk a batter today. Donahoe ready. 1-0 offering is taken for a stride. One ball and one strike to the hitter here in the seventh inning. Flatville trying to back to the dugout and celebrate a win. The Hornets trying to keep it alive. 1-1 offering. And here's the pitch. Curveball, strike two. One and two to the batter. Looks like Avery McGlynn is up in the hitter circle for the Hornets. Pinch batter due up in the seventh. Here comes the pitch. Curveball high. Two balls and two strikes to the batter here in the seventh inning. Riley Donahoe back to work. Ethan Haiti holds the bat high. Donahoe to the belt. Kicks and fires. This one bounced back toward the pitcher. Riley fields it, throws inside. One up and one down in the seventh inning. Flatville two outs away from a victory. This will bring up Avery McGlynn, number seven. Being his first action tonight, batting in the seventh inning. Brady Dosh due next. Looks like he's in the hitter's circle, representing the top of the order. Donahoe is set. To the belt, the kick and the pitch. That one is outside. One ball and no strikes. Donahoe trying to preserve a five-run Flatville lead here in the Southwest Conference game. One ball, no strikes. Donahoe ready. Here's the pitch. Low. Or is it? Nope. Strike called. One ball and one strike. That's why I sit in the dugout and conversationalize. One ball and one strike. Wouldn't make a good umpire. I talk too much. Time is called. So McGlynn steps out, checks the side, Coach Lemke at first base. 1-1 offering from Riley Donahoe. He's back to the belt. The kick and the pitch down low for a ball. 2-1. Avery McGlynn trying to coax one out here against Flatville. Keep it alive. Try to have some fun, put a little pressure on Flatville. One out. 2-1 on the batter. The kick and the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. Count goes to 3-1. Lynn back in. Donahoe has been missing fairly consistently low here. 3-1, the offering. Here's the pitch. Outside, he walked him, and Avery McGlynn coaxes a base on ball. One away, one on. Top of the order now for Brady Dosh, looking for his first hit today. 9-4, Flatville. Jacob McDonald and Trenton Mum starting this game today. Both now different positions. After a conference, now Brady Dosh stands in. Runner leads at first base for the Hornets. Donahoe is set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Dosh with a good cut. Donahoe with a fairly deceptive pitch, looks like. A little bit of a wrinkle in that one. Nothing in one. Shakes the sign from the catcher, Cam Key. The 0-1 offering, and there it is. That's low, and it pops by. The runner, McGlynn, is moving to second base, and he's there. So a pass ball now, and the Hornets have a runner at second base. One ball and one strike to the batter. Jacob McDonald, 3-for-3, has had a hot bat. He's in the hitter circle. Donahoe back to the belt, checks the runner at second. And here's the pitch. Inside, ball two. 2-1. Donahoe adjusting the cap, gets back for the pitch from the stretch. McGlynn leads from second. Here comes the pitch. Inside, ball three. 3-1 now. The Hornets threatening to put a couple on here in the seventh inning, trailing by 5 runs. Brady Dosh back in now, adjusts the batting helmet. 3-1, the count from Donahoe. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. That one a fastball on the inside part of the plate. Full count now to Brady Dosh. McGlynn with good speed, leading at second base for the Hornets in the seventh. Donahoe is ready for the payoff pitch. Here it is. Swung on, foul down the first base line and out of play. Good advance here for the Hornets in the seventh inning. 80 worked him deep into the count before grounding out. Glenn coaxing a base on balls, and now it's full up. Pitch number 7 to Brady Dosh from Riley Donahoe. Here comes the kick and the pitch. He missed, and there are two aboard. This one's not over. Dosh down to first base. Jacob McGlynn will be the batter for the Hornets. He's got 3-for-3 going today. He has scored twice. So a couple of swings, and he will stand in. McGlynn at second, Dosh at first. Here's the pitch to McDonald, swing and a miss. Nothing in one to the batter. He had aspirations of putting one out there somewhere. Nothing in one. Runners lead at 1-2. Donahoe is set. Here's the pitch, inside curveball, and it's ball one. 1-1 to the hitter. Back it goes to the pitcher. McGlynn at second, Dosh at first. One ball and one strike. Donahoe back to the belt. And the pitch, swing and a piece of it, foul back. Strike two. Lane Miller, who has a 3-run home run in this game, is due next. 1-2 to the hitter. Conference at the mound between catcher and pitcher. Now back and ready to roll is the pitcher. Catcher into the spot and a 1-2 offering to Jacob McDonald from Riley Donahoe to the belt. Here's the pitch down low, blocked by the catcher. 2 balls and 2 strikes to the hitter. Runners at 1-2. Platteville leading 9-4 here on the top of the seventh. Hornets without a hit, but 2 aboard. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Donahoe to the belt again. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Ball three. Full count now on Jacob McDonald. Jacob would like to go 4-for-4 in this game. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Runners lead at first and second. The payout pitch from Donahoe, there it is, swung on and hit high on the first base side and drifting out of play. McDonald got a piece of it. Baseball being peppered all around here today. McDonald gets the bat, heads back to the batter's box and ready to go. McGlynn at second, Dosh at first. Donahoe to the belt, kicks and fires, and a swinging strike, and there are 2 away. Jacob McDonald and Riley Donahoe in a good battle out there, and Riley wins this one. First strikeout for the relief pitcher, and it's up to Lane Miller. Lane 2-for-3, had a single in the first, struck out in the third, and hit a three-run home run in the fifth. One of two in the game. Each team has a big shot. Flatville with a grand slam, and Richland Center with a three-run shot. And Miller is in the seventh, ready against Donahoe. Here's the pitch outside. One ball and no strikes to the batter. 9-4 Flatville. The Hillman one out away from victory here at Legion Field. Donahoe prepares for the 1-0 offering. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Dodgeville has defeated Richland Center in softball tonight. 18-8 the final. Dodge Point defeating Richland Center soccer 9-0. That on the scoreboard tonight. 1-1 the offering from Riley Donahoe. To the belt, runner leads big time at second. Now a look back at second. They're keeping Avery McGlynn honest. Nobody was playing him, so he could get a large lead. They're back in business again. Lane Miller checks time and stands in again. Runners leading at first and second for the Hornets in the seventh inning with two away. Donahoe ready. And the pickoff move, they've got to throw to third, and they're going to put a tag on the runner, and he is out. Flatville picks off the runner to end the game. That is out number three, and this one ends and belongs to Flatville. In the inning, no runs, there were no hits, no errors, and one left aboard. Tonight's final in 6 1/2 innings, Flatville wins it. 9-4 over the Hornets in Southwest Conference Baseball. The Telenic Plumbing Heating postgame show is next from WRCO Sports.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Telenic Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to Platteville. The Hillman win it by a score of 9-4, and this one belongs to Platteville as they improve their conference standing to 2-0. The Hornets suffer their first loss in the league, dropped to 2-1, and 3-3 overall. Time for the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game tonight, and we have to go back and circle a grand slam home run for Jesse Key, which turned this one around, a 2-1 ball game at the time, and Flatville takes the lead on the grand salami in the fourth as Key drives in the four runs and gave Flatville at that time a 6-1 lead, and they go on to win it by a final of 9-4. America runs on Duncan, and we reward the key plays of these high school games that we broadcast, and we've been doing that this year and appreciate their sponsorship, and we'll be back with more from Platteville in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Whiteville wins at 9-4. Welcome back to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. It was Richland Center getting out here in this ball game to an early lead with a run in the first inning. Jacob McDonald singled and was brought home on a fielder's choice by Wes Bosworth. Whiteville tied the game with a RBI double from Riley Donahoe in the bottom of the first, and Whiteville would take a lead of 2-1 in the third. That set the stage for the grand slam by Jesse Key, which put the team up by a score of 6-2 at that point. Hornets were able to score a couple of times in the fifth inning. Actually, three-run shot by Lane Miller, three-run home run for Richland Center, but again, it wasn't enough. Whiteville scoring a couple of more runs in the fifth to make this one a little bit more comfortable for them, and they win it by a five spot here today. 3-for-4 for Riley Donahoe leads Whiteville, and he has an RBI double. 2-for-4 for Jesse Key with the four RBIs coming from the home run, and Lucas Ludlam 2-for-4 and an RBI at the top of the order. For Richland Center, Jake McDonald is 3-for-4. Lane Miller 2-for-3 with three RBIs at three-run home run. An RBI for Wes Bosworth, and Ethan Heady is 2-for-3. The win goes to Trenton Mum. Riley Donahoe comes down for relief work. Jacob McDonald suffers the loss for the Hornets. Thomas Yoner came on in relief here in this game. Game time, 2 hours and 7 minutes here at Legion Field in Platteville. It's been engineered by Tim Feed. And this is Phil Neese saying, have a great night. We'll join you from Riverdale later this week for the next high school sports spotlight game right here on the radio. The line score, Platteville 9 runs, 13 hits, no errors, and they leave a total of 7. 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, and 4 stranded for the Hornets. Next up, Richland Center takes on Dodgeville on Thursday. Platteville getting set for its next tussle, and they'll be hosting Lancaster on Thursday night. 9-4 the final. Platteville wins over the Hornets. That's the story tonight. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to High School Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center High School golf team has been starting to get busy. They're in a match tonight going on at Lancaster. I talked to Coach Mike Davis about the team so far.
We've been playing pretty good at times, and at times not so well. We seem to be a team that really depends on the elements right now. We're not a good wind team. Other than that, we're playing pretty well.
Hey, you've been playing in that quite a bit. Reedsburg must have been a little miserable on Friday, wasn't it?
It was crazy. I mean, we had guys hitting shots that looked like they were going to be good, and that wind would push that ball halfway across a fairway, you know. So it was tough, you know. It'll teach the guys that, you know, like sometimes you got to change the way you play. Sometimes you got to hit a different club and things like that to try and fight the wind.
What's the best day been? I know Roman Johnson won the Dodgeville or Mineral Point invite a couple of weeks ago with a top score.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was by far our nicest day. It started out a little cool, then it got nice. And probably about the last like three or four holes, the wind kicked up. But Roman played a great game there. He played really well.
Do you have good numbers this year, Mike?
I do. I've got 23 out, which is a super great number. I got a lot of freshmen out. I got a lot of kids who are trying it out, you know, and that's what we want. We want kids doing something, and if they want to come out and try golf, then we'll take them.
RC Golf Coach Mike Davis on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
Wednesday of next week is National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. So this seems like a good time for the Oak Cooch Mountain Humane Society to remind you that, even though the OMHS Adoption Shelter doesn't currently observe regular hours when it's open to the public, you could see many of the awesome cats and kittens that are currently available for adoption from OMHS on its Facebook page. Or, better yet, schedule an in-person appointment by messaging OMHS on Facebook or calling 608-475-1885 so that you can meet all of the available cats and kittens in person. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. An Evening with Spirit is coming Friday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Join renowned psychic medium Molly Morningstar for an unforgettable evening where the guests of honor are your loved ones in spirit. During this group event, she will connect with random audience members and demonstrate her unique ability to provide evidence of continuing connections to those we love in the afterlife. Purchase your tickets at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
At NAPA, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
100.9 WRCO. Don't need a long stem glass to drink high class. Don't mind a plastic clink clink. I got expensive taste, but I'm small town made. That's how daddy raised me.
Okay, sorry about that. Started a little too soon on that. Well, that was Hannah Ellis with Wine Country on Country and Community WRCO. And good evening. My name is Tim Thied. I'll be bringing you some great music here until the top of the hour. And right now, our temperature is 57 degrees and it's cloudy outside. Hoping you're having a great Tuesday so far. And just want to let you know from WRCO's Lost and Found Department, lost a diamond pendant necklace and it was lost in Richland Center. The number to call if you find that necklace, give a call to 608 279 0529. And also, Crofton Drive in Henrietta Township is closed today. So if you plan on traveling over that way, it is closed. So that way you can make your travel plans. And as you just heard on WRCO 100.9, it was Richland Center losing to Platteville in high school baseball by a score of 9-4. I guess I had my mind on yesterday. Yesterday we had Ithaca's game, and Ithaca was victorious in that one. But the Hornets did lose to Platteville 9-4 today in high school baseball. Also in softball, it was Dodgeville defeating Richland Center 18-8 today. And also in girls soccer, Dodgeville Mineral Point beat Richland Center by a score of 9-0. And just to let you know, the final winter mini farmers market will be held tomorrow from noon to 4 at the Richland Community Center. The first summer market will be held on May 8th. Coming up next, we have from 2005, the Kinleys with I Will.
Till I drown, cut a path through your dark, till I'm lost and you're found. Turn your black into gray, I won't hurt when I bleed. I'll give up my desire till you get what you need. Ask me, I'll be there whenever you fall, to do anything, everything, nothing at all.
At
Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Mee. I hope you'll join me Saturday night for some rock and roll radio fun. We'll be ringing the magic cowbell, which can lead you to some trivia prizes, and we'll be rocking and rolling back to the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s as always, and we'll stop and park in 1977.
The cops are looking for a sign in the middle of the night, but I couldn't see the light down on Main Street. You walked into the room.
Those were the days on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Can be heard between 6 and midnight Saturday night. And it is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Jay's Power Center, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric. And join us for sweet turntable treats. Sponsored by Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel.
Partly cloudy and much colder tonight with frost late, low 30, winds east 10 to 15. Sunny and cooler than normal tomorrow with a high of 56. Mostly clear and crisp and frost again tomorrow night with a low of 31. Rather nice on Thursday with lots of sunshine, high 62. And windy on Friday with off and on showers and thunderstorms, high 58. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the west. It's calm right now. They kind of died down. They were up to about 6, but they are calm. And it's cloudy, and our current temperature is 56 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Selfish, but I might be jealous of you leaning on that drink instead of leaning up on me. Maybe I just wish, I wish you'd let me be the don't need no warning. That all night bender, you don't regret in the morning. I'll be fire, I'll be honey, I'll be whatever you want me. Baby, just think I can be the whiskey, Southern Comfort, baby, that go down easy on your lips, smooth sip to forget.
Yeah!
at that bar when I walked in. Till I walked in, I looked up, saw your face, turned around, and I walked back out again. Then I thought there's too much that we shared, so I made myself get a hold of myself and walk back in and went right up to you. I could feel you were caught off guard. Neither one of us knew just what to do. So I said, how you been a while, tell me how's your mama? You said good, you can sit down if you wanna. I said I was just thinking about Oklahoma, the wild roller coaster ride we had that summer. Before we knew it, we were on our second glass of wine, sitting there talking just like we had never said goodbye. Well, even after all that time, will it click just like before? Maybe a little more. Before we knew it, they were closing up the joint, yeah, stacking them chairs, locking them doors. I asked the waitress, would she mind if we slept there and stayed for breakfast? We both laughed, you grabbed your purse, and I paid our tab. Standing underneath the moon, I couldn't help but ask, what you say we take a stroll down by the river? Oh, what a night, girl, can you believe this weather? I've been thinking we were pretty damn good together. You said, yeah, wonder why did we ever let it go? I said, I don't know, but after seeing you tonight, well, it feels just like we had never said goodbye. Never said goodbye. I've been thinking maybe we should give it one more try, like we never said goodbye.
Herself a beauty school diploma, runner up to Miss Oklahoma. She looks uptown, but she ain't really. She's into football, she likes my chili. Somebody slap me. Somebody slap me. Can't be this happy. I said, somebody slap me. I found a girl who's sweeter than honey. She pets my dog and she likes my buddies. The kind of girl who ain't afraid of nothing. She's independent, she does her own plumbing. Her daddy's rich, but she don't let it show. She likes to fish, she's got her own boat. Somebody slap me. I said, somebody slap me. Can't be this happy. Somebody slap me. She's got long blonde hair and her eyes are blue.
somebody slap me. I said, somebody slap me. Can't be this happy. Y'all said, somebody slap me. Somebody slap me. I said, somebody slap me. Can't be this happy. Somebody slap me.
Thank you.
That was Love and Theft with Runaway on Country and Community, WRCL. Before that, we heard from John Anderson and Clay Walker. Well, in Major League Baseball action, the Brewers were down by a score of 2-0 going into the eighth inning, and the Brewers are in the top play. They are now in the bottom of the eighth, and the Brewers actually in the top of the eighth scored a run. So in the bottom of the eighth, the Pirates are leading the Brewers by a score of 2-1. So put your rally caps on and be sure to tune in to WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 and listen to the rest of our broadcast and root on the Brewers. Hopefully they can come back and defeat the Pirates to avoid losing two in a row to Pittsburgh.
The Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival is Friday, May 17th, and Saturday, May 18th. Mark Kupp, Executive Director of the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board, will be making an announcement regarding several events taking place at his office over festival weekend. Thank you, Cardinal Glass Industries and Scott Industries, for being proud sponsors of the festival.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Right outside your door, there's a lifetime of memories waiting to be made. All American Do It Center is your number one place to get the world's number one composite decking, Trex. Trex decking won't stain. It won't need to be stained. It doesn't warp, nor is damaged by insects. Trex decking has a 25-year limited residential warranty. Start your new deck now with Trex Composite at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the taste that will bring you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all of your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61, on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters, from new construction to remodeling. Let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, Join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
100.9 WRCO.
Restaurant, the waiter drops his tray. Every eye's on her, every head is turned her way. She sits down at the table, nonchalantly sips her wine. She's used to the attention, cause it happens all the time. All the girls all hate her, cause she's thin. When she's around, they cling tighter to their men. Yeah, she's the real deal, looks the keel, she's the bomb. The girl's got it going on. The first time that I saw her, I was barely 17. I was sitting at a red light when she pulled up next to me. I couldn't take my eyes off her until I heard the crash. I ran my father's brand new car into the laundromat. Oh, there ain't no doubt about her, she's hot. Snow melts under her feet when she walks. Yeah, she's the real deal, looks the heel, she's the bomb. The girl's got it going on. She's got it going on. Going on. Sunday morning she come walking in the church. The preacher started sweating and a stumbling through his words. She sat down in the front row in a little summer dress. The deacon pulled his Bible a little closer to his chest. She's broke a lot of hearts in two of a lot of guys she never even knew. Yeah, she's the real deal, hooks the keel, she's the bomb. The girl's got it going on. Last night that I bought a diamond ring. I held her in my arms and I told her everything. She whispered in my ear, I've been waiting on this. My alarm went off just before we kissed. Oh, all the girls hate her cause she's thin. When she's around they cling tighter to their men. Yeah, she's the real deal, looks the keel, she's the bomb. The girl's got it going on. Yeah, she's the real deal, looks the keel, she's the bomb. The girl's got it going. The girl's got it going. The girl's got it going on. She's got it going on. Going on. She's got it going on.
That was Rick Farrell with The Girl's Got It Going On. Well, it's time for me to head on out and call it a night. And I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. I have tomorrow off, but I'll be back on Thursday sometime after high school sports action and be bringing you some great music up until 8 o'clock in the evening. And we will be bringing you some more great music during the overnight and evening hours. And be sure to tune in tomorrow morning as Phil Nee will be bringing you the Light and the Milk House show. So be sure to tune in for some great entertainment with Mr. Phil Nee. Coming up next to take us up to ABC News Time is Bailey Zimmerman, I should say. Sorry about that. Tongue getting tied. It's about time I get out of here, folks. But Bailey Zimmerman with Religiously. Thanks again, everybody. You have a great evening, and I will talk to you on Thursday. And please, stay safe.
Pictures I didn't want to see, they brought back memories. You look happy, I guess, got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours. Stop the hurt, cause I don't have the
song on guitar. I thought I